When persons experience problems with these everyday tasks, although they do not have any motor impairment otherwise, this could be apraxia. In apraxia, the problem is not in the muscles or in the peripheral nerves or in the primary motor cortex, but it is in the higher order regions or circuits that are involved in starting the right motor program to plan or perform a specific action. We will first look at the four main types, then I'll discuss their relation with anatomical regions and diseases, and to conclude I'll give you a practical set of tests to perform when evaluating apraxia.